earner. That means she makes a six-figure income, but from the comfort of her home, no boss, no commute. I'm not going to steal her story. I'll let her share that with you. Would you all give it up for six-figure income earner, regional manager from California, Ms. Kai Dewing?
Would that help? Okay. Excellent. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Kenneth Kai Deering, and I would be remiss if I did not say some incredible things about the gentleman who just brought me up. He's absolutely right. Mr. Dave Hall has been out to our marketplace numerous times, and so you've got a phenomenal leader, and I think sometimes we take our leadership for granted because we see them all the time. We go bowling with them, goof off with them, go to their homes, but you truly have the best of the best, and whenever he comes to our market, trust me, he packs the house. It's standing room only, and so you have fantastic leadership. Please give it up again for Mr. Dave Hall. You're fantastic. Thank you, sir, for having me out. Excellent. Who here is taking a look at our company for the first time today? Excellent. I know Mandy in the back is going to... Hi. There you go. Good stuff. So I just want to give you a little bit of my Dun & Bradstreet before we get started, but I have a sneaking suspicion by the end of the session, you're probably going to want to circle up with the person who invited you out here and actually thank them for inviting you out. I know I did. But I'm going to give you just a quick background on myself. I'm actually originally from Oregon. My parents told me to go to school, go out, get good grades, go out and get a good what? Job. Oh, you guys have parents too. Good stuff. Excellent. I actually did that. I bought that hook, line, and sinker, went out and got a job. Very, very blessed to have a high income in corporate America. I got transferred down to Northern California, which is now where I currently reside, and loved it. And I loved everything about making great income except for I got downsized. I got right-sized, I got capsized, I got laid off, but let's be totally honest, my last corporate America job, I thought I got fired. It was one of these, come here, right? I'm like, oh, great. So I figured that was for the birds, right? I make this great income, but I'm always, like, starting over again. So I decided I'd have this genius idea that I'd open up my own traditional brick-and-mortar business. Anybody opened a business before? And that's even more fun, right? Not. With employees, overhead, paperwork, and when I did the math, I actually made more per hour working for someone else than I did for myself. Very, very blessed to get up to, again, a multiple six-figure income, but it came with a huge price. So this American dream I had was actually an American nightmare. I found myself, you know, going to bed when it was dark, waking up when it was dark, and I thought, gosh, there's got to be a better way. This can't be it. Anybody ever felt like this can't be it? And I'll tell you, there's something about, you know, you're born and you die, and what you do in between is called life. And I don't know about you, but I felt like I wasn't living it. So somebody, I was a waitress and a student, showed me Legal Shield, the company you're here to see today. And the irony was, my last corporate America job, they offered it was their employee benefits. I had taken it with me when I left the company and actually upgraded to their small business package. And I found myself referring it for free anyway. So I sat in a seat just like this. It just made so much sense. I decided I might as well get started. I started referring it for free. But I started making an extra $500 a month. Pretty decent extra income, would you agree? But that eventually turned into five figures a month. And I got to tell you, 6 years ago, I sold my business that owned me. This is all I've done from home now for the last 6 years. Life is totally different now, to be able to get up when you're done sleeping, right? Work with the people you want to work with. Travel out here to this great state. I'm having thanks for the heat wave, too. Appreciate that. But to be able to have a tax write-off and ski and goof off and these incredible associations, like with the Burns and Dave Hall, life is completely different now, and I'm forever grateful for the person who invited me out to go see this information. So if you're ready, say, I'm ready. Awesome. I'm going to have you just see a quick overview of what we do, and I think this is a much better job of explaining it than probably I'm going to do throughout the course of the session. So,
in America, every generation is born with a dream, with the notion of equality, with the freedom to make certain choices, to exercise certain rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to pursue happiness. But it wasn't until Harlan Stonecipher was blindsided by a motor vehicle and hospitalized in 1969 that he realized it was money, not rights, that gave you access to our legal system. After completing his life savings, defending himself against something he never did, Harlan Stonecipher was determined to make legal protection accessible to everyone, everywhere, no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation. So that no one would ever be blindsided again. It was the early 90s when an idea to create a proprietary network truly changed the game. It meant that instead of hundreds of good attorneys serving hundreds of customers, now there was one dedicated law firm serving thousands of members. And instead of attorneys waiting for work to get paid, they were prepaid. The business model for legal products was turned on its head, and a whole new scope and level of service was born. What had been a good product became a great product. And now, on-call advice went from being the privilege of the few to the right of the many. That's the product we sell today. How good does it feel to offer that kind of service to your friends, your neighbors, your community? Our product is something to be proud of. It has stood the test of time. 40 years and 29 times. Our lawyers have been there to protect their clients, helping our 4 million users live their lives on their own terms. Our members fear nothing. The protection of our product is total. A shield that watches over them and their loved ones, protecting their rights, their freedom, and their future. Everyone, everywhere, deserves to wake up with peace of mind, feeling protected every day, every night, now and forever, by our new company, Legal Shield. Total access, total freedom.
Fantastic. And so, as you can see, just a handful of years ago when I got started with the membership, would you agree, I understood that this is a very unique service and you couldn't get it anywhere else. And that literally, like they said, for one flat monthly fee to be able to access top-rated attorneys nationwide without the meter running from anything trivial to traumatic, including pre-existing, really gives you peace of mind. And I love this tagline, which is why, that's why your family can live every day, every night, now and forever worry-free. Would you agree, that's a huge statement. And so, I'm going to go into this really quickly because if you're like me, I hadn't really used an attorney. In fact, I had tried to use one once prior to Legal Shield for our workers' comp issue. I never even got a phone call back until the issue was over. So I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but I had never, it was just priced out of my consciousness. I had never really thought about picking up the phone and talking to an attorney for certain things. And so if you're like me, when I first saw this, you know, I thought I've never used attorneys, but what they showed me was this slide here, and I was absolutely blown away. So I'm going to blow you away as well. So if you could please stand up. And let me just ask you one question. If you can answer yes to this question, please have a seat. Has anyone here ever signed a contract or a document before? Please have a seat. Lee, do you own a cell phone? Okay. Would you agree that the contracts are written by attorneys and for attorneys, but they're just not your attorneys? And so I'm going to argue with all of you here today, if you've signed a contract before, which obviously you have, you've used an attorney. And so would you agree it would just be smart to have an attorney to review those things? But just by show of hands, has anyone here been treated unfairly or ripped off before? And what did you do about it prior to Legal Shield? Right? Stamp your feet, get mad. I actually had a little issue with United Airlines, and I ended up falling asleep on hold with them, woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning to the music. Would you agree it's customer unservice? They could care less about you. And anybody here ever received a traffic ticket? Let me go the inverse, because I know Maureen has never, anybody here never received a traffic ticket? Wow, that's pretty good. Do you guys drive? So now, when we get to that portion, you guys can just go like this, la, 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 right? But most of us, would you agree, they say 76% of all people speed. So most of us at some point or another are going to be caught. but anyone here worried about identity theft? I'm sure that's still a big issue here in Utah as it is in California. And then just thought maybe to pick up the phone and talk to an attorney without the meter running might be kind of great. And most of us, without this program, how do you get your legal advice? You call your mom, right? called Sally, Dave's mom, okay? You go to the water cooler and ask your friends and family, right? Go to the internet. And so would you agree that legal advice that way is not always the best way to access it? And I love Robert Kiyosaki. He said, and he's the author of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad books, he said, free advice is not free. It can sometimes cost you the most because is the law logical? No. So you could think you're doing everything right, but what does that have to do with anything? Nothing. And so to be able to have access at your fingertips is incredible. And 2 million people just last year alone picked up the phone and asked a question. And so these are the five top areas that people have been using our services. So one is real estate, good and bad. So we were on the good side of a short sale. We were buying one. And if anybody knows, that's a long, 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 long sale. And we have a lot of questions, right? But how many people know there's landlord-tenant issues, right? People are losing their homes. They've got investment properties that are going south. Consumer finance. Anybody ever heard of somebody having collection phone calls, right? Anybody have a warranty, right? That last day of the warranty, the computer or the car goes, up, and then they say, sorry, can't help you. What about family law? Unfortunately, in an interesting economy, you've got divorces are higher, child support, child custody issues. In fact, they were in the state of California. There's more filings right now today for child support adjustments up and down than in any other time in history. Because one person isn't working, one person is, they want more. And estate planning, now I'm not going to ask you for a show of hands here today, but I know 80 to 90% of you in this room, even Legal Shield Associates, probably do not have their estate planning instruments updated. It's a fact. And then, of course, traffic issues. So we're going to jump into it really quickly because, again, it's pre-existing. But think about this. To be able to pick up the phone and talk to a top-rated attorney nationwide is truly power. We live in the information society, true or true. And so knowledge, in my opinion, is power. And so to be able to pick up the phone, have an attorney call you back within 8 business hours. How many people here have had an attorney with Legal Shield call you back before 8 business hours? How about in the first hour? Right? So incredible service. That's unheard of. The number one complaint by the American Bar Association is that attorneys do not even call you back. So to be able to get one to call you back, to me, was mind-boggling. You're not even off your cell phone sometimes, and your home phone's ringing with an attorney on it to answer your questions. And I got to tell you, that piece right there, because we don't have to check our pocketbooks before we check our rights, has saved our family one phone call, $15,000. Here's why. We bought that short sale. It was the day before escrow. We've been waiting for a year. We re-qualified for that loan a couple of times too, right, because they expire. We were so excited. Ladies, I don't know where you are right now, but when you're looking to get a house, I've already painted it in my head. My furniture was already in there. I got one over there that's like, yep. And so I was ready to move in. I've been ready to move in for a year, right? And at the last second, the other gentleman's second mortgage says, hey, listen, we're going to not clear title. You're going to have to pay an extra $15,000 tomorrow at closing, or we're not going to clear title. Without access to an attorney to know what my rights are, I guarantee you we would have tried to hit up every family member we have to say, hey, we need to, because we spent everything on that house, right? I mean, we would have hit up everyone we know and say, hey, listen, we just need an extra, 15. Can you help us out at all? We promise we'll pay you back. Well, thank goodness for Legal Shield was able to pick up the phone, talk to a real estate attorney, and he said, you know what? They're totally fraudulent. They can do that, and you can say okay, but you can also call them up and say, I'm not doing it. They've waited a year as well. They're not going to not hold up this deal because you're going to tell them no. And I said, I can do that. He said, I empower you, Kai Deering. You can do that. You tell them you're not paying it. So imagine, that's scary because I think we're not going to get the house. I call up and I say, hey, listen, my attorney said, it's a little different story, isn't it? That we don't have to pay that $15,000 and we're still going to escrow tomorrow and that's the end of that. And they were like, okay. Right? But without access, I swear to you, because it sounds scary, right? We're getting bullied and treated unfairly and pushed around all the time. People all the time say, well, who do you, share this with? And I say, who do you care about? Because I got to tell you, I've got a mom that lives out of state in Oregon. She was the very first person I empowered with the membership. Here was the bottom line. She works for a mom and pop restaurant. And so they all the time are asking her to do things that she's not 100% sure are right. One of the things most recently was she calls me, of course, and says, hey, they want me to take broken items out of their truck. I don't think I can do that. Can I do that? I'm like, Mom, I don't know. Why don't you call your attorney? Would you agree? That's a paradigm shift. Here's my mom, making just above minimum wage at a restaurant who's never, that was so not part of her reality. And she was like, oh, yeah, to be able to pick up the phone, find out, no, you can't do that, that she would be held liable and could potentially be sued by somebody. She could now go back to the owners and say, hey, listen, I talked to my law firm. And they told me that we can't do that. And they're like, really? She's like, yeah. How much more? If I sleep better at night knowing that my mom is legally empowered in her state, knowing her rights, and it's protected. It's huge. It's huge. So phone calls, business or personal. I also want to talk to you quickly about letters and phone calls. Anybody here ever written their own letters before? You know, dear so-and-so, I'm really, really mad. I'm never going to use you again. Love, Kai. I mean, kind of weird, right? But here's the deal. Those letters have saved us so much money, anywhere from $25 on a parking ticket, trivial to the traumatic. My husband had a $25 parking ticket. He said, can I use this service for $25? I said, I guess. Why don't you, you know, send it up and find out. Sent it up there. They said, hey, listen, there's a law, this statute, this. We'll call you back in a little bit. Calls him back a few hours later and says, write this number down. He writes this number down. He's like, what is this? He says, that's your dismissal number. We called the courthouse. We researched a little bit of the laws. They couldn't ticket you. You weren't parked there long enough, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Went down to the courthouse for $25, talked to a $300, $400-an-hour attorney, and got a $25 ticket dismissed. That's insane. Why? Because you can. We've had everything from a $300 medical bill. Anybody had a bill that they're saying, hey, listen, you're going to pay or we're going to turn you over to collections? And everybody here in this room, if you're smart, you would pay, right? Because it's cheaper than having your credit ruined. Okay? So that's what I call legalized extortion. Right? Where does the little tiny person going against the health care insurance company, going against the visa company, going against the financial institution? And they know that. And so a lot of times, again, I think it's legalized extortion. They're going to hold you accountable for that money. And here, we don't have to do that. So I was able to call my attorney, say, hey, listen, they want me to pay this $300. I don't think I should. They said, we agree with you. Let me call them. Now, mind you, the accounts receivable department had been calling my office, and I was a deadbeat, a loser, you know, really harassing me. One call from my law firm, the next call I got from her, I became Ms. Deering. And by the way, we've zeroed your account. We've talked to your attorney. We made a big mistake. We've zeroed your account. Right? That's huge. And so that may be trivial to you, but let's talk about a traumatic. Anybody here ever lost a security deposit before? They're so quick to take that, aren't they? And then when you're ready to leave, I swear they spent it. That's why they don't want to give it back to you. They're like, oh, I've already spent that. Let me figure out ways to not give it back to you. So one letter from our law firm, we were able to get $2,700 back on a deposit that we wouldn't have gotten without them. That's huge. That's huge. So I love that portion of the membership. But contracts and documents reviewed. Would you agree that the wealthy do not sign anything unless their attorneys review it? Is it because they're criminals? No, it's because it's smart, right? They understand the power of having that. And I don't know about your area here, but our area in California, I guarantee you we would not be in the mortgage meltdown today if every middle-income American like you and I had access to an attorney at our loan closing to be able to review our documents and make sure that they were on pace. So I am so passionate about sharing this with everybody. I think we have a moral responsibility because people don't know there's a way to prevent being ripped off and treated unfairly. And so I love this piece. Obviously, we had our loan documents reviewed. They said they were great. But we've also, you know, had everything from a car note reviewed. In fact, I bought my first big girl car. I don't know, ladies, if you can relate. I've always had cars where, like, I inherited them or I bought them from a friend or what have you. And I went to the dealership and I bought my first big girl car. I bought a Mercedes. And it was funny because I think he was my fiance at the time. I married him, but I don't know if he was my boyfriend or fiance at the time. He's like, do you want me to go with you? And I'm like, psh, I got this. Yeah. Right? Because I got my attorneys. So I go into the dealership, and I know the finance manager was like seeing a big S on my head, like, sucker, there's a woman all by herself in here. We got one. I sit down to fill out my documents. I'm sitting at the table. He slides over all of the finance documents. And I say, listen, fantastic. I'm just going to take these with me because I don't sign anything unless my law firm has a chance to review it. He completely, like, blanched and went, like, he knew that I was completely serious about it. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to know that they know that you know that they know, right? He's like, she's really going to get someone to look at this. And so he went like this. He goes, I'm not sure these are your documents. I'll be right back. And he left, and he came back with brand new documents. Now, I had those reviewed by my attorney, and they were, you know, squeaky clean. But who knows what was on there before that, right? So I'm going to tell you today, there is going to be a cost for having our membership, period. There is, and I'm going to tell you that in a second. But would you also agree there's a cost for not having the membership? Without it, maybe they could have slipped in the $750 car wash that they tried to slip in on my friend at that same dealership a few months later. You just don't know. I want to share with you, I think one of the most important things here is we have attorneys that are able to prepare your will, your living will, and your health care power of attorney. Now, I don't know what those documents cost here, but for you and a spouse where I live, they're anywhere for just one person, $500 to $1,000. So we're going to give you $1,000 to $2,000 worth of free wills just for trying out the membership. And get this, we don't even have a long-term contract. So try to get out of your cell phone bill. Going to definitely need to use the services, right? They lock you in for life. But here, we're month-to-month, no long-term contract. So my question to you is, who's trusting who? When we're going to go ahead and give you a month-to-month service and give you $1,000 to $2,000 worth of free wills just for testing out the membership, that speaks volumes to the integrity of our company. Huge. So just 90% of everything happens in this area, and in fact, we went and visited our law firm in Southern California, and they had just come back from this huge conference, this was in November, where we actually awarded attorneys for doing great things with our company, and they said in this area alone, this consultation, letters, phone calls, they saved our members last year alone over $25 million in the free, all included in the membership portion of the area, and that's only people that sent the surveys back in to tell them that they did that. So in my estimation, I never turned in my $2,700, my $15,000 phone call. So I would say that's probably the tip of the iceberg. But even at $25 million, would you agree our members are getting a huge value out of the services? And so let me ask you this. If you were my attorney, I didn't want to pay your high hourly cost. I just want to pay you one monthly fee for me, my entire family, right? Children at home up to the age of 21, never married, my full-time college students up to the age of 23. And trust me, if you have college kids, they need it. It's called spring break. ones with a legal guardianship up for the age of 18, and any children that are physically or mentally challenged are actually covered in your home for life. And I think that's a huge, huge value. How much would you have to charge me, not per hour, but per month, for just these services alone right here? Thousands. Thousands. Well, I'm going to say that it's not $1,000 would be worth it if I was Oprah Winfrey. Would you agree? Protect my other millions and millions, right? But I'm going to tell you, if it was $500, I think it would be worth it. But I think a lot of, you know, Americans right now are suffering. If it was $250, I think it would still be an incredible value. If you called it once a month, you got your money's worth, right? But even at $100, I think it would compete with a lot of people's cable bills, right? It's like, oh, I got to have my right to watch TV, right? Crazy. Most people's cable bills are $115 a month. We made this a no-brainer, so really take the brain out, put it on the table, and it still makes sense. It's $1.19 a day, $35.95. That's incredible. That's incredible. And so smart people get the membership because smart people have usually used an attorney before or know what they cost. They have friends and family. Anybody here have friends and family that are attorneys? Right? And they know that they specialize, that they're expensive, and so this just makes sense. And then I'm going to show you the rest of the membership because everyone always asks me at the end of the session. So are these extras on top of the $35.95? I'm going to tell you everything I'm going to share with you, the membership is all included for the $35.95, but 90% of everything happens here. So I'm going to go through the rest of this very swiftly because would you agree, in the essence of time, this is 90% of it. So I'm also going to share with you that we'll help you out with traffic tickets. So after 15 days, fax it up to your attorney. If it's defensible, we'll go to court with you and for you. Now, I don't advocate this, but I know Maureen and I have a partner down in Northern California. His name is Aaron Andrew Grove. You'll meet him. I know you two have met him. He got like six moving violations in 2011, and thanks to this service, I'm not saying this is right, but thanks to this service, according to the state of California, as well as his insurance company, he's a safe driver. Pretty crazy, right? So I'll tell you, it's keeping the points off his license. He definitely had to pay a few fines and fees. If there's a fatality, we'll help you out with that as well. I love this portion right here because trial defense. Do we or do we not live in USA? Right? Everybody's suing everybody here. And I think there's always three ways that you can get wealthy, right? You can win the lottery. Y'all didn't do that. Right? You can inherit the money. We all didn't do that. Or they say you can sue somebody. That's what they're telling people, right? And in a bad economy, lawsuits are on the rise. And I love this portion of the membership for a couple of reasons. Number one, when I first showed it to my mom, she said, where was this when you were growing up? We got sued twice when we were growing up. Once was we had an Akita that bit somebody. Right? We got sued for that. It got settled out of court. And then the second time, I was in kindergarten about that time frame, and I got in a little scuffle, and I bit somebody. And we got sued for both reasons. So I'm telling you today, if you have dogs or kids, this is really what you've got to get started with today. But she said, really, we could have had 75 hours in a trial of defense in our first year just in case someone would want to frivolously sue us. I said, yeah, and there's many of us here that have been around for over 5 years. We've got a week of pretrial and the balance of if it goes to trial. And so our members have seriously a huge wall of protection in case somebody wants to take advantage of you and frivolously sue you. Now, I know in California it's on the rise. I don't know how it is in Utah, but we have a lot of that monkey business going around. I'll tell you one last one. I like to do tables at events, so at an expo, what have you. And I had a lady come up to the table, and this was awesome. She's so good for business. She was like, oh, Legal Shield. She comes tearing over. I love Legal Shield. I was like, oh, girl, could you just stand here all day long, right? And every time one of them walks by, I'll push your button and be like, I love Legal Shield. I love it. She was awesome. She's amazing. And I said, well, what happened? I didn't sell her a membership, but somebody else did. And she said, I got a membership like a week ago. I got this crazy lawsuit in the mail. I was completely freaking out. I realized that I had the service. I faxed it up to my attorney. They said, we'll handle this and get back to you. Here's what happened was somebody sued her because they said her website was similar to theirs. The attorney calls her back in 48 hours and says, hey, listen, just to let you know, we did some research. We found out that this particular person has had about six court filings for people where he sued them for about $5,000 because their website's similar, and every single one of them has settled out of court for about $2,000. So he's just making 10 grand a year extra income. He said, but here's what we did. We went ahead on your behalf and contacted their attorney and said, listen, my client is a member of Legal Shield. They have 75 hours prepaid for in the bank just in case someone wants to be stupid and sue you, which is to the tune of anywhere of about 14 to 15 grand. So we are absolutely prepared to take this all the way to court. Are you prepared to do the same? They never heard from that person again. Love that. IRS audit, I really never thought that I would use this. I'm always clean, but that really doesn't have anything to do with it either, right? It's sort of random. Like, they need money. Would you agree? So it's like, okay, you can be audited today. Okay, you can be audited today. And I got audited for $1,200. And I got to tell you, when I got that letter, I was like, oh, anybody ever, well, you don't have to raise your hand. You've been through enough already, but... I got that letter, and I was like, oh, man, I got audited for $1,200. So I was about ready to take the checkbook and write the $1,200 because I just wanted it to go away. And they are auditing people that, you know, for just that little amount because it's cheaper to pay that $1,200 than go hire a tax attorney at $500 an hour, right? That could chunk up time pretty quick. So they know you're pretty much just going to pay it. So my husband's like, you're not paying that yet. Call your attorney. I was like, oh, yeah, get it? Paradigm shift. So I call up. They give me an hour of consultation here, and luckily it was resolved within 30 days. Otherwise, they give you some more hours, and if you're Al Capone and it goes to court, they're going to give you like 46 hours, right? You do not want to be that guy. But in that hour consultation over the phone, they gave me amazing advice. They said, Ms. Deering, when you go to represent yourself in the audit, here's a couple things. So number one is do not bring your shoebox of records because it could be theirs and you could incriminate yourself and some other things. Number two is be really nice because they're not used to it. It'll disarm them completely because everyone goes in there with an attitude. And I'm like, huh, interesting. Never would have thought of that. Then he said, and Ms. Deering, can I tell you one more thing? And I said, yes. He says, you know, I don't know how to quite put this, but you have a tendency to overshare. When you're in the IRS audit, just say yes or no, okay? I'm like, okay, good to know, right? Because I think ladies, don't we want to say, no, I'm clean, but I da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you can incriminate yourself more. So I went in there and to the audit, and by the end of the first session, that first day, she was like, oh, okay, you're clean, you're good, I'm going to let you go. And I remember I gave her a hug at the end, and she was like... But the audit 100% went away because of that consultation. That's powerful. Knock on corrugated fake wood. I've never used this portion of the membership, this 25% discount. So people all the time say, oh, well, this is the catch. This is where you're going to get me. You don't cover everything. Well, here's the bottom line. In your health care insurance, do you want to pay for someone else's facelift? No, we're defensive only. So if somebody here wants to go out and be stupid and get a DUI or rob a bank or, you know, mismanage their finances and unfortunately has to claim bankruptcy, worst case scenario, we don't want to chip in a little bit for that, right? We want them to be able to take responsibility for that. So worst case scenario, including pre-existing, 25% discount. One of my members has actually come to me and said, hey, listen, I want to market this membership. One, he said, because I need more money, and I'll tell you why in a second. But number two is he had a bankruptcy. He used this service, and it was a very complicated bankruptcy. He had properties in Texas, 11 rentals, very, very complicated. Because of that 25% discount, it saved him $6,000. And he came to me and said, I want in. Everybody needs this because it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. That can be a lot of value right there. And online legal forms, this is pretty funny. So I have a good friend, you might know him, Daniel Fong. Right? Great guy. He's in Oregon right now. He's this fantastic associate with us. He hit the top position. And this online legal form, so I'll tell you the long and short of it. So he adopts a 2-pound dog. Yes, they do have 2-pound dogs. It looks something like a rat, but 2-pound little chihuahua. Brings it home. Maureen knows this. Brings it home to his roommates, and his roommates are like, okay, no problem. Well, a few weeks later, they find out they're allergic, 2 pounds. They thought you'd get allergic to something that tiny. They end up being allergic to the dog, and they say, listen, the dog's got to go. I mean, right, it's our health over the dog. So he says, okay, I'm going to get rid of the dog. I'm going to try to find a place where I can go to live to keep the dog, but in the interim, he has to get rid of the dog. So our other friend, Gerald Rokita, who you also met, Ryan and Dave, he says, okay, you're going to take the dog. Well, it was the smartest thing I think he ever did, because how many times have you and I gone into an agreement where it's like, okay, listen, you're going to foster my dog, and I'm going to come get it, but there's no time frame attached to it, there's nothing in writing, so, can I come back 3 years and say that's my dog? Can I do that after you've paid bills and things like that? So he found on our online legal form for free a foster care dog agreement. And I'm telling you, it's going to save their family because now they know who's paying for what, who's doing what, what's doing what. Would you agree? That is a smart thing. And I'll tell you, a last one on the legal forms, because this is huge, is the fact that, I don't think we're quite there yet, it's the next one. Okay. The another one was, I got referred to a gentleman who got sued. He's the head of a single parent dad's group. So he invited all these single parents over to his house. There was like 25 of them with 75 children for Thanksgiving. Of course, one of them, not this Thanksgiving, but last Thanksgiving, got his eye cut on the swing and almost lost his eye. He got sued like nobody's business. We sold him a membership. He got a 25% discount. He's like, I wish I would have had this enforced. I wish I would have bought it when you showed it to me. Anybody have that before? So he finally gets it after the fact. And so the next Thanksgiving, he says, man, that online legal form thing is so cool. I had the same party at my house over Thanksgiving, and I had everybody sign a you will not sue me form off the... Oh, funny stuff. So would you agree that this is a huge value for $1.19 a day? I love that. we also do identity theft. Are we okay? Yeah, in a minute. I'll tell you when. So identity theft solutions, that's a huge problem. I don't know if it is out here, but I just met a gentleman who recently had an identity theft issue. He was referred to me. He had every area of identity theft. I said, hey, have you been a victim of medical identity theft? He's like, are you kidding me? I've been a victim of dental identity theft. I'm like, what? He's like, I got billed for somebody else's crowns, bridges, braces. It wasn't me. He said, I've been a victim of veterinarian identity theft. He's like, I'm paying for spaying and neutering on pets I don't even own. On and on and on and on. I mean, he is so freaked out. He's like had a felony now. He was out driving his car, got pulled over for a routine traffic ticket, and they said, listen, young man, you have not reported to your probation officer in like 9 months. You're going to jail with us. He's like, it wasn't me. How many times do you think the officers heard that? Right? So he actually now has bankruptcies, foreclosures, and he's actually in the banking industry. Good luck trying to get a job. So he can't get a job. He's been working on this for years and years and years. And he's like, man, I wish I would have met you before. So don't be that person, because we do what traditional identity theft solutions will do, which is your monitoring, your credit report, things like that. But where we stand above everyone else, that same $1.19 a day for you and your spouse or a dollar more for your children, we actually do the restoration services for you. So you sign a limited power of attorney. Our licensed private investigators go to work on your behalf and put you back to where you were before. That's huge. And I'll give you one example. My good friend Chris Ward, that you all know, he's from the military. His little brother is a highly decorated military person as well. He's a Purple Heart recipient. He's got some very high-level clearances. He lives in Monterey. He's basically like a United States ninja, right? And he becomes a victim of identity theft. He's going to school on the GI Bill. His money stopped. He calls up to his VA benefits. How come my money stopped? They said, well, we don't give money to people who have felonies. Finds out that a gentleman in Arkansas used his social and is serving time in prison. Well, this guy's got a big ego, so he says, I'm going to go fix it myself. He works on it for a number of weeks, gets absolutely nowhere with it, has been trying to call the warden. Good luck with that. Finally, he's already a member of the service. We're like, why don't you just use the services? He's like, okay, finally he concedes to use the services, and within 2 weeks they got his money back and he was all back to normal again. Isn't that crazy? awesome. So to be able to put the bulk buying power, because people all the time say, what kind of attorney are you going to get for $35.95 a month? Here's the bottom line. What does your $10 copay doctor look like? The best of the best, true or true. So it's the bulk buying power, and then to be able to partner up with Kroll Background America, the world's leading risk management company on the planet, would you agree that's total peace of mind for $1.19 a day? So I got to tell you, when I saw this, my presentation was technically over because the only other notes that I had written now were names. I was like, I'm going to get rich. I'm like, seriously, my sister has teenage drivers, and they've already, like, had tickets. I'm thinking to myself, I know people that are total nutso about identity theft. They shred everything. They're always like, I won't shop online. I'm like, oh, they need this. At the time, I was self-employed, so everybody I knew was also self-employed that didn't have the big budget as big business but had the same issues, right? I knew people that needed to prepare their wills and update. I got so excited about this, you have no idea. And I couldn't sleep 9 years ago when I saw this. I was so excited. And 9 years later, I still can't sleep. And let me tell you why. Because number one is to be able to partner up with a 40-year-old rock solid company that just got purchased by a New York-based equities group that already has figured out the system. You see, you try something that's never been done before, but would you agree with the proprietary system in place? You don't need to try it. All you need to do is plug into it. And so this is why I can't sleep now 9 years later, is because our New York-based equities group, MidOcean Partners, this is all they do for a living. This is it. They take companies from no name and turn them into household names. And they've done it everywhere. So I'll give you they have $3 billion under management under assets right now. And so just a couple of their portfolios is Saburo Pizza. Everyone heard of Saburo Pizza? The only reason you know of them is because MidOcean bought them. Right? Anyone ever heard of South Beach Diet? You wouldn't have unless MidOcean got a hold of it. What about LA Fitness? What about Jenny Craig? Jenny Craig's my favorite because Mariah Carey is their spokesperson, and I've often been said I look like Mariah Carey. So there you go. You'll catch that on the way home. But anyway, all they do, and they took a look. Would you agree you're going to do your due diligence if you're going to spend $650 million to buy a company? You're going to do some research. I don't think anyone in here has a bigger budget than they do to be able to do some research. And they were blown away. They said, wow, if we could do this in diet, fitness, right, pizza, how much competition are in those other arenas? Hello? They're like, we could do this with Legal Shield with no competition that everybody needs, everybody can afford, and the only reason they don't have it is they just don't know it exists. This is a dream company for them. And so recently, they've just done some incredible things. So the first thing we did, plan phase one, was some rebranding. They hired the same company that did Visa, AT&T, right, Pier 1 Imports. They said, hey, listen, rebrand us. So we got some incredible rebranding. They also took that company and said, hey, we want you to do some market research for us and really tell us where we're at in the marketplace. Well, they interviewed 30,000 people, and they found that out of 30,000 people that weren't aware of us, that 70% of them would buy Legal Shield if they knew they existed. Let me just tell you how significant that is. Okay, so I'm in Silicon Valley, and I'll tell you, this is the analogy. Do you know that if they go to market research for a phone, right? My husband used to work for Palm, which they don't no longer exist, but for just a phone. If that research came back at 2% for a phone, your new phone, you would be toasting Dom Perignon. We're going to get rich, freaking out. We're talking 70% with no competition. I get so excited. That was phase one. Phase two is they just started a pilot program with Career Builders where we're going to be obviously an opportunity on there and the only resource for legal on their website with 25 million hits per month. Number three is we're right now in production for a Hollywood produced video, and they're using the same directors they use for some of the guys who did the Super Bowl. Pretty exciting stuff. And so would you agree, business owners, where are you? Where are you, my business owners? What's your most expensive overhead? Advertising. And they figured it out and did it all for you. Oh, my gosh. If you guys don't get this, your wood's wet. You need to come back whenever your briefing is to get this again. But this is huger than huge. And so why Legal Shield? Well, here's what I do know is this. How many people here have made a good living at one time or another in their life? Made a decent living, you were getting by, doing well. How much time did you have? Weekends, right? What about anybody here ever had more time than you did money before? It's called being a college student or unemployed, right? I saw people in Legal Shield like Dave Hall and Ryan Burns who had money and time, and I thought I would go through a brick wall for that, because isn't that the ultimate? I mean, my mentor just came back from two 6-month vacations, and he was making $1,000 per day, and he wasn't even in the country. That's true freedom. Would you agree? So here's what else I know is we talked about that market potential. A good entrepreneur and I would ask me, if we have a 70% potential out there of North America, how much of that market have we touched? We've touched less than 3% of that market. I know. Lucas gets it. He's like, oh my gosh. So market potential out there is huge. Never in the history of our industry have we been number one in our industry with no competition and leading the industry. We are the industry. And so number two on that is, would you agree, in times of good times and in times of bad times, everybody needs access? And then obviously in this economic environment, is it possible, you know, a few people that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, overworked, underpaid, and could use some more money? Duh, right? And then would you also agree that we're in the legal industry, we're not in a transition in the legal industry. The legal industry is flat out broken. You only get as much justice as you can afford. And the color of justice isn't black, it isn't white, it's green. It's only as much as you can afford. And so if we're in a paradigm shift, would you agree to be able to participate in the legal revolution speaks volumes to the credibility of our company? That's something I can get passionate about. No offense to lotions, potions, pills, anti-aging juices, coffee. I can't get excited about the anti-wrinkle revolution. And no offense to some of those opportunities, I don't want to go over to Mark's house and say, hey man, can I come over and give you a facial? Not going to work for me. I need something with real corporate America appeal where I could hold my head high, not be embarrassed to take this to every single person that I knew. Let me ask you one more question. I know you can take this to companies with employee benefits. When was the last time you saw somebody selling fiber cookies go to an HR department and say, hey, let's offer this as an employee benefit? Right? So let's put our thinking caps on today and really understand where you're at in timing right now with joining the legal revolution. And it's funny because as a business owner, how much money did you spend, Scott, on your business? $60,000. Anybody can beat $60,000 on traditional business?
One tour bus, $250,000.
$250,000 for a tour bus. So how do you know that there's a more, your American dream is alive and well, but it's dead as soon as you get the bill? Right? My company cost me, like, when I looked at it, $100,000, and is that where the bloodletting stops? That's it? No, it continues. Like, no. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Business owners today, when they see what it costs to get started in our business, they go, wow, that is a joke. One time, lifetime. But there's another type of people in the room that have an employee mindset. And they're going to say, oh, this is where you get me. I never paid to have my job before. Well, great. Does your job give you unlimited income potential, be able to join the legal revolution, have time, freedom, and money, and do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it, with whoever you want to do it with? I'm afraid not. So I'm going to tell you that it's normally $249, but for this month only, it's a $149 investment to get started with our company. And it includes everything you know that's going to make you successful. One, business in a box, you're going to get your training program. We'll tell you when your next training is. But I love our benefits association. You go to class and Market One membership. Anybody here on AT&T? You're going to get an 18% off on your AT&T bill. So if your bill's $100 a month, you're going to get, what, $18 back? Did that pay for half your membership in that month? Yeah. We have been using a check card. I had you guys stay that place. I think I saved about $100 in just a couple of nights right there. Did that more than pay for my membership? So we're going to show you a way right now where certainly get started to get your income back right away. But here's what I knew. When I saw this, I was really busy. Anybody really busy working a lot of hours? Well, I was super busy myself, and I thought, I really want to do this, but I don't have time to learn a fancy presentation. I'm already working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. They said, is it possible, right, that you could put somebody on an overview call, they listen to it, they like what they hear, but they want more information. You could mail them a DVD, have them look at one of our webinars. They get a little bit more information. And if they've got questions, you can put them on the phone with somebody else. And then when they get started, you get paid. And I said, wow, that's really interesting. He said, yeah, how much did you have to know to be able to do that? I said, nothing. He said, great, you're in. I'm like, okay. But at the time that I got started, I know, Dave Hall, you and I got started, you got started way before I did, but when I got started, it was audio tapes and VHS tapes. Now, kids today are like, what's a VHS tape? whatever, okay. But mailing those out was crazy. No internet, no way to do things. And now with the internet, if you just tell someone, hey, go check out LegalShieldVideos.com, whether you've got your website set up or not, check this out. This is what you could show somebody. Thank you.
The week after Christmas, I received a notice from my mortgage company. They were about to foreclose on my house. I called my provider law firm and I told them what was happening to me. They helped me understand my rights and what my options were. With their advice and counsel, I was not only able to prevent foreclosure, but also refinance my home, all by the end of January.
While we can't stop you from getting a foreclosure notice, we can help you with the housekeeping. Legal Shield. Total access, total free.
How many people think with a little bit of training, you too could show that video? Right? And then when they have questions, put them on the phone with someone else, get them out to one of our events. And the best of this is when they get started, you get paid. So hopefully this will come up here really quick. You really had to get my attention. I made a lot of money. So I'm thinking to myself, what are you going to get paid for $35.95? I'm thinking you're going to get $15, $10. Like, you're really not going to get my attention for that. But when they showed me anywhere from $34 to $252 just for referring somebody to the membership, something I was doing for free anyway, oh, I got flat out excited. Because think about this. Would you agree $34 is a good bit to get paid on something that costs $35.95?
Yes.
And so I love this. You can move through our compensation plan two ways. One is just marketing memberships and the other one is team building, or you could do a combination of the both, which really speaks volumes to our business opportunity. And I'll tell you, once you're at the top of your game, right, you get hit up with every lotion, potion, pill kind of thing, soaps and hopes. And I got to tell you, I love when they come to me and say that. Because I'll look at everybody's. I'm polite. I'll say, hey, listen, I'd love to look at it. Can you show me one person in your company that makes a six-figure plus income only on marketing product? They can't. I've never seen it yet. And that's why I love this program. We've got people that, like Rob Vest, that made over $500,000 just taking this to companies. Because think about it. Let's say you're at an associate level and you sign up 1,000 people in a company. What's 1,000 times 100? How about $100,000 next day direct deposit in your checking account? Hoo-la. Right? Someone's excited about that. Thanks, Gabby. I'm talking to Gabby now. That's it. So let's show you how you can get to this position, because this position to me was everything. It was predictable income, and I could actually do the math on it, right? It wasn't complicated, 100. So let me show you how we can get you through the compensation plan fast and actually earn you more than that $34. So if you want to be able to go through our compensation plan, again, there's two ways. One is in your first few days, we want to help you register your first five members. You would be at my page of 34, you pick up that other 34, which is about $68, $69, times five is $345. Did you or did you not make you back your initial investment? Business owners, so you spent $250,000 on a coach, right, to transfer people. If you just had one trip, did you pay back your whole money? No. We're talking about inviting a bunch of people over to your house, showing them a DVD. You can make your money back in one night. That's incredible to me. Or you can go with three members and somebody like sees it the way you see it and also wants to be an associate. That way you write three memberships, so three times 68 or 69 is 207. You're still in the black in your brand new home-based business and you didn't have to know anything. That's huge. You're going to get your first raise, which is going to put you to, I'm going to go backwards, put you to the $100. Now, I'm going to tell you here today, I'm going to talk a lot about money, and not that I think money is everything, but my mentor said, if you don't have any money, it ranks up there with air. Money dictates everything, and you know who my mentor is, and he did say that. But you know, money dictates everything, and so I'm here to tell you today that just an average $300 to $500 a month could save an American from bankruptcy. Connect the $300 to $500 a month, change your zip code. Change the car you're driving. Change the amount of money that you're saving. Could it change, seriously, everything about your life, just an extra $300 to $500? Yes. How much you tithe at your church? Instead of the collection plate coming around, everyone has to go to the restroom? I said that one place, and I had a minister come up to me afterwards, like, that isn't funny, that really does happen now. Right? Save a little bit more money. And so I love this because let's say that you're at this level right here and you want to go on a family vacation and it's $1,000. You set up your own separate account, write 10 memberships for the next handful of weeks. Boom, you've got your $1,000 to go on your trip. So I'm not talking about firing your boss. We're going to be very clear about that in the training. We're talking about extra. Right? I love it. Jim Rohn says, hey, listen, I work full-time on my wages, but part-time on my future. That's great because wouldn't it be fun to be able to like show up with some rock star stuff happening? And we'll show you a little video maybe later on. But would you agree that is a good amount to get paid? If you just wrote everyone every single week, that'd be $400 a month. I love that. And that's just you working. But isn't it possible if you can go associate that you could teach three people to do the same? Yeah. Then you'd be a senior associate. You're now earning more money. If you could teach three people to go senior associate, write a few more memberships, you can go to $172 per membership. I want to spend just a hot second here on my managers because think about this. If you have anybody here ever know anyone with a part-time job? Is a part-time job making $20 an hour a pretty good bet to get paid on your part-time job? It's pretty good. $20 an hour? I mean, most of my folks are making $10 an hour working part-time at the mall and stuff. Let's just say you're $20 an hour. Let's just say this week you work 8 hours, 2 4-hour shifts, right? What's 8 times 20? Thank you, Lucas, the math god over here. Okay, so $160. How much is that after taxes? 120, let's say. What about gas to get there? Daycare, $5, I mean Starbucks. Would you agree it's hardly even worth going there for that part-time job? We have managers in this room right now that bring a guest today and in an hour on a Saturday morning can make more than they did at their whole 8 hours of a part-time job and get the tax deductions and have fun. That's huge. That is huge. We've got directors that even earn more money. And here's the deal. All these positions here are permanent. I just had a gentleman, life got in the way. He didn't work with our company for a number of years. He kept his membership in force because he was smart. He came back to it several years later as a manager. They did not take that away from him. I love that about this company. You can come back at any time and you don't lose your position. We do have executive director positions, which are, you know, qualifying positions. $252 is crazy. The second way we get paid is our overrides. And let me just share with you. If you do not have overrides in your life, you're being overrode. I'm telling you, we just started bringing on board a bunch of 24-hour fitness folks, and their trainers are getting paid like $25 an hour. But do you know how much me as the customer is paying for a session? $60 an hour. So where does that extra $35, $40 go to? After expenses, the gym, and all that piece, it goes to the house. Right? If they really paid him what he was worth, they couldn't afford to keep him. They're basically selling him at retail and keeping the difference, paying him the wholesale price. So this is what I'm saying. You need to get leverage in your life. It's the only way. Robert Kiyosaki says, you know, it's the only way to get leverage in your life is to have an asset that spits off income whether you're there or not. And so there's a couple ways that you might be able to do this, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But would you agree just to help some other people get paid would be a great way to make some extra income? So let me just give you an example here. I've been picking on Mandy here today. But let's say Mandy's a director here today at $200. And let's say I'm an associate on her team and I make $100. Mandy and I may not have ever even met. I was a referral to her. She sent me a long-distance DVD. I watched it. I went to her website. I got started. Never even met me. And I'm like, hey, listen, I go to an associate. I'm like, I want to write a bunch of memberships. I write 10 memberships this month. I get 10 times 100, which is $1,000. She's sitting there skiing with Kevin, woo, having fun the same day I'm writing these 10 memberships. She looks at her bank account the next day. She gets the difference between our commission and her commission, which is $100. She also made $1,000 from that same day, wasn't involved in the transaction. She might have been skiing up at Park City. So, could she have 10 of me? Yes, that would be $10,000. You might not go to work that next day. I'm just saying. So, last way here is lifetime residual income, and this piece is why so many professionals are coming to our business, because they make fantastic income like myself, multiple six-figure income, but we know the day we stop working, the income stops. And I got to tell you, most people I know, their 401k is not a 101k, and they're not set up for retirement. So to be able to have an asset that will spit you off, you know, $8,000, $10,000 a month out there outside of a legal shield, do you realize you would have to have about $3 million in the bank paying you about 3 to 5%? And no offense to some of you in this room, you may not have time to save $3 to $5 million. True, true. Some of you who are younger may say, I don't even want to save $3 to $5 million. I'd rather just spend it, right? But think about this. Or you could do what? Real estate? How is that working for everybody? But here, you can get started. I'll tell you, by our seventh year, we had a six-figure residual income. So if we stopped working today, within 6 months, the company would pay us $8,000 to $10,000 for work that we did many, many years ago. That, to me, 7 years, folks. You're going to do something for 7 years anyway. You might as well do this and be able to set yourself up for life. Love that about the program. In addition to that, we have monthly car bonuses. I mean, they're paying for my convertible BMW. It was so fun. I got to go pick up Ryan at the airport. I got to tell you this. When did you come? What was the date of that? January what? January like 15th or something. And I got to go pick him up. Car all paid for by Legal Shield. You got to go look at our Facebook page. In my convertible in January. It was awesome. So, you know, exotic trips and Dave Hall. And that's how I actually was able to meet the Burns, because we spent a time in Cancun together and we made a great friendship. So it's an incredible opportunity. We're giving away over 300 iPods right now, or iPads. I'm not an I person. I know Dave Hall's an I person there. But iPads. Or iPods, whatever they are, I don't know what they are, but check with them. Bentleys, you name it. And so this is the last thing I want to share with you, and we're going to introduce some folks that are having a whole lot of success with our company. But this, we last year, over the last 10 years, have were able to pay out over $1 billion to associates just like you and I. And there's nothing at the home office that says, don't pay this person, right? It's the ultimate equalizer. Somebody goes to your website or you register someone on a piece of paper, they're going to pay you cash, not coupons. Right? Next day direct deposit, and that speaks volumes to me. We've got 1,000 people that are earning over $50,000 a year, and we're just getting started. We're only at 3%. And to be able to have 400 people that earn anywhere from $100,000 a year to $100,000 a month to some of our top income earners $100,000 a week, and we're just in our infancy, would you agree? That speaks huge volumes to where we can go with this company. And I just want to share... A lot of companies talk about the income that their people are making, but here we prove it to you. We've got people that make $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million per year and more, and so why not you? You'll see every walk of life in here, every age, every ethnicity, every education level, every corner of North America that is having the same success, and we're going to teach you about that here at the second half. And so with that, I know we invited some people specifically, so if you've only been invited to give some information and testimonial, we'd love to hear from you now, so please give it up for all of you that were invited here in your local market, making a lot of money, having a lot of fun with the members.
Shalom, I'm Daniel Rona from Jerusalem and Salt Lake City. In southern Israel, we say Shalom Yahal. 8 years ago, someone came to my office and showed me how I could have access to attorneys in my business and my family, literally 24/7 if needed. And I got it. Then my client said, well, I want that. And then their client said, I want that. 8 years later, 4,000 memberships later, can you imagine that kind of income that has made for our team, and I got a fourth of that. I really love Legal Shield.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster. My background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my children. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. And so I did. I got a part-time job, and it was really fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I took a look at this information. I was very excited, saw it as a great vehicle to help my husband and me kind of dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And, you know, working that first month, probably around 1 to 2 hours a day, made almost $1,000, and that is way better than a part-time job.
Good morning. My name is C.A. Murph out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you. I got a fan over there. Prior to Legal Shield, I was working as an IT professional, working from 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon as an engineer, teaching 4 nights a week over at National University, teaching people how to get their engineering certification. Plugged into a proven system, which Ms. Deering is going to have an opportunity to share with you later today. And by following that system, within 6 months, was able to reduce my teaching schedule in half from 4 nights a week down to 2 nights a week. Fast forward 16 months later, I was able to leave the engineering position that I had, and as of March of 2004, 8 years ago now, walked away from a six-figure income, now be able to enjoy that with Legal Shield. Thank you.
My name is Kate Burns, and I've been with the business for about 2.5 years. When the information was shared with me about Legal Shield, I had a full-time job, and I was going to school full-time as well, so I didn't have a whole lot of time. Okay. I didn't have a whole lot of time really to invest into anything else. I did decide to get started, though. Working about an hour or two per day is really all I could afford to put into the business time-wise. I made an extra $9,700 my first 3 months into the business. Just this week, we actually made $2,825 just this week, and I used to make less than that in an entire month with this business, working from home, you know, no boss, no overhead, no commute. I love this company.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I never graduated from high school, and I don't have a GED. In fact, I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company. We started part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week around my full-time job, and within a few months, it was paying me more than my job, so we transitioned. We went full-time with the company. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. It hasn't paid us less than six figures a year now for the last 10 years in a row, and we've done it all from the comfort of our home with no commute, no boss, no overhead. I love this company.
Awesome. And we got to go see Mr. Hall's house last night. It is magnificent, absolutely beautiful. So just really in closing, you know, you have to ask yourself a couple things. Do you see it or do you don't? This isn't a hard close. We're not going to lock the doors and lock you in, because here's the bottom line is, if you don't see an opportunity for yourself, we don't get paid for recruiting anyway. So we have no financial vested interest in helping you be an associate if you don't want to be one. Would you agree? The only thing that we get paid for is becoming a member. And I think the membership, honestly, is for everybody. I'd say kick the tires on it. Everyone that has to go do their research, the best way to do your research is actually buy a membership and use it. Right? We'll prove to you that it works. And as you can see, often members make the best associates because they've been so excited and use the membership so much, they feel compelled to be able to participate in the legal revolution. If you see an opportunity to also be a member and an associate, we need you to get registered today, because it's an associates only training afterwards. I've never been here before. I may not ever come back again, especially after my training. I'm just kidding. But we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to teach you a lot of important concepts to be able to take this business to any level that you want. And you know what? The bottom line is, not everything's for everyone. So if you're not, don't see your opportunity to be a member or a member and associate, it's not for you. We just thank you for your time, but we're going to ask you, if it's not for you, that you give generously with your referrals. The person who invited you out here today is committed to growing their business, committed to helping other people, and committed to helping people, you know, change their lives. And so just look to the person who invited you out, say, hey, I want to be a member, or I want to be a member and an associate, or I just want to be a referral partner. And with that, I definitely want to bring up Mr. Dave Hall again. I know he's got some important announcements about how the rest of the day is going to lay out. So I want to thank you so much for your time today, and I look forward to working with all of you. I appreciate your time.
I don't know about you guys, man. I'm excited for the next part, the training part. So here's how the rest of the day is going to look. Everyone that's here that's an associate obviously bought a ticket to get into the event to help cover the overhead costs and travel expenses for our guests and stuff like that. And for any of the guests that are here, if you say, you know what, this is pretty interesting, I'd like to stay and learn from a lady making six figures exactly kind of how she did this, because I'm now serious about my business and I want to learn that, we're not going to make you buy a ticket. You can actually stay for free with one caveat. You simply show the registration ladies at the front desk that you were serious, fill out an associate agreement. That will then get you your ticket to come into the event for the rest of the day for absolutely free. And I don't know how many people you know out there that make a six-figure income that will sit down with you and say, hey, I'm going to show you step-by-step how we did it and what we did, and do that for free. But that's a good opportunity. I'd take them up on it. Also, a couple new things. Some of you were at the party that we had last night at the bowling alley. It was absolutely fabulous. One of the funnest things we've ever done here. We're going to show some slides during the break of the bowling tournament and everything else like that. And just a little word. Some people, while I was out paying the bill for the bowling alley, cheated. cheated. I don't know who they are, but a lot of fingers get pointed at Mark Cutie. Cheated because I was ahead and threw like two gutter balls when it was my turn, practically, to lower my score. But karma happened because I came back and just started rolling strikes and still won by two points, still beat him. So karma happens in the world. I don't care who you are, what's happening. We get out there, we get competitive, right? Mark comes up to me before he happened. He goes, man, can you like sense the tension from the... Everyone acts like they're friends with each other, but there's some serious egos out here. I'm like, yeah, mine's one of them. And then he goes and rolls two gutter balls on me while I'm not even in the room. So, but you'll notice from the slides of everybody, the bowling alley was packed with Legal Shield everywhere. It was so cool. Friday night, the place was hopping. We had the VIP lounge for us and our group, and all the VIPs were in this section of the bowling alley, the prestigious section, and they were wearing Legal Shield shirts. Hold up a shirt real quick back there if you wouldn't mind. We are rebranding this state. We have Legal Shield shirts. We want everyone to know what it is we're doing and that we're doing it. There's also Legal Shield University. If you're one of the people that's attending a Legal Shield University, you can actually pick up one of those. You know, I never graduated from high school, but I'm graduating from this university. That's for darn sure. Okay. I'll say I'm a graduate of something other than driver's ed and defensive driving school. So, here's the thing, though. You want your name out there everywhere. We're rebranding this thing nationwide. How cool would that be when we throw barbecues and picnics and you're out walking around and people go, oh, Legal Shield, Legal Shield, I heard about it. Like Mrs. Deering's example when she's running a booth and that lady runs up, I'm a member of Legal Shield. How cool is that to have that out there? You never know when you're going to walk by someone that is actually looking for what we have, but they don't know that you offer it and stuff. So I'm going to encourage you, if you don't have one, man, get one. Be proud of who we are. Don't be a secret agent. We got enough secret agents in this company. It's time to now let people know that hey, we're proud of what we're doing. We're taking this to the next level. We're going to take about a 10-15 minute break, and that's about it. We want everyone to get your paperwork filled out. If you're a guest and stuff here tonight, there's vending machines out there. Get plenty of caffeine or whatever your stimulant of choice is, so that you can be wide awake during the next section. We'll see you all back here in about 10-15 minutes. Have a good day.